White, W.C. White, Mary. Denison, Texas, February 20th, 1879. Dear children, Willie and Mary, we are both well and trying to do what we can in answering correspondence and writing general matter. Will you please return the subject on sanctification as soon as possible? I shall want all the matter left over from number 28 to go into number 29. I have important matter which I will send you as soon as completed. Will you please send Father's overcoat pattern, also his sack coat pattern, which Ovenberg made his alpaca coat from? I must get him up something cheap. I have alpaca, also thought of getting waterproof for overcoat. What did Father do with his light-colored overcoat which he had in the mountains? He will spoil his best overcoat unless I can get one for him to wear common. His old overcoat he has ruined as far as looks are concerned. I would like to have the children's Gabriel dress pattern sent, also the length of their skirts and the size of their waists. Send this by mail the first opportunity. I can get very nice gingham for them for 8 cents per yard. We'll bring them some clothing when I come, but say nothing to them in reference to the matter. I want to surprise them with a little something when I come. Will you please send statement of all the matter for testimony on hand, not printed? What do you think in regard to the necessity of our hastening on to Battle Creek? Are matters there in need of us? Please state. We design to travel 2 weeks with caravan, then go to your Uncle John's. Spend 1 week with him and be at the last of April. These were our plans. What do you think of them? Had we ought to be east sooner than the last of April? Received letter from Aunt Mary. I shall be glad to meet my family once more. I hope dear Edith will not be disheartened. She must put her trust in God. I hope you, my dear children, will have wisdom to move discreetly. I do not think it best for you to go to California. Bend all your energies toward preparation for to start for Europe this fall. We feel that there is much work to be done even here in Texas, but no one to do it. It is the most destitute field for help I know of anywhere. Are there not some young men who are fit for this field? Corliss has been sent for, and Morrison, but it needs a stronger force than even these, for there must be much labor to organize and discipline churches and not leave them to go to destruction after we have torn away their previous foundation. I see that here has been a great neglect of our preachers in doing their work up thoroughly and then frequently visiting and disciplining the churches raised up. Willie, your heart would ache to look upon this vast field in Texas with only one preacher and calls coming in from every direction for help. I tell you that God could use hundreds of young men if they would only give themselves to the work to labor humbly in God. Oh, I do feel that we should appoint 1 day in a month for fasting and prayer for the Lord of the harvest to raise up men who shall go into the field and sow the seeds of truth. What can be done? My soul is stirred to its very depths. So many are in darkness, yet longing for light. They are not satisfied with their present condition. They are pleading for preachers to come. They hear the word gladly, but the moral darkness is so great, one or two discourses are shedding merely a glimmer of light. There are needed not only ministers, but those who can act as missionaries, men and women of good understanding, of moral worth, with moral backbone, who can circulate around among the people and shed light, precious light, everywhere. Oh, where are those who can work unselfishly for the Master? My heart is afflicted over the condition of the world, and we have so few missionaries to shed light. May the Lord help us. I have, in speaking of a fast, merely suggested the matter. Please consider it. Will you, Mary, settle my indebtedness to the National Association? Sister Cicely sent me a letter specifying my indebtedness. Settle the matter and charge to me. I have shoes for the children, May and Addie, and all the material for summer dresses and aprons needed. Mother.